Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gouton, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we once again talk Eagles because the Birds are still alive, getting ready for an NFC Divisional Playoff Showdown with the Saints Sunday down in New Orleans. And before we look ahead, let's look back. The Eagles beat the Bears in that wild card game, Brandon, 16-15. Of course, we all know they had to get the missed field goal or the partially blocked field goal by the Bears at the end to hold on for the win. But I really thought watching that game that the Eagles were clearly the better team playing better. It was just mistakes that didn't allow them to really get the separation that they needed in that one to make it a little more comfortable.
I definitely think that's a good way to put it. I mean, you look at Avante Maddox dropping an interception earlier in the game. It was a tough play, but still couldn't come up with it. You saw Trey Sullivan drop a wide open interception in the end zone. You know, the Eagles make some of those plays. They're taking off points for the Bears and adding some themselves, and that would have increased the gap there. Then you have some kind of mistakes that popped up where you have Michael Bennett kind of punching Kyle Long in the face twice on a play that, you know, could have gotten the Eagles a stop. Instead, it's a first down for the Bears. It's a dumb mistake. So they definitely have some things they need to clean up. I think that could potentially be a teaching point for this team heading into New Orleans, because they're just not going to be able to make those same kind of mistakes and beat the Saints. So, you know, if you're the Eagles, you're hoping you're able to learn from those lessons.
What was your level of confidence when the Eagles took over at their own 40-yard line with whatever it was, 5 minutes to play, down by five?
Yeah, there was no worry in my mind, really, that they were going to be able to win that game. I just, with what we've seen with this team and their character, you knew they weren't going to fold. And especially, you know, when Nick Foles back there at center playing at the level he is in, you know, his ability to kind of come up in the clutch for this team. We've seen it time and time again now that you just really, you're not shocked. At least I wasn't shocked by what they were able to do in that big spot, because this team has been there before. They're ready for this. They're not unprepared at all. And it wasn't surprising to me that they were able to get the job done. The most surprising thing was, of course, the field goal, the way that all went down. But as far as what the Eagles could control offensively, I really didn't have much doubt that they were going to be able to come back and take that lead.
Golden Tate catches the game-winning touchdown. Of course, Tate's been underwhelming. Not really his fault. It's been usage more than anything. But does that one catch make that trade worth it?
I don't think you can just say it's totally worth it now, because I think you have to judge the process behind it. I don't think, you know, it's easy to kind of just look at the results of it. And still, I mean, it's a wild card playoff win. So I don't say it's totally worth it now, but I certainly think it kind of takes the sting out of the deal, because, you know, it clearly was kind of negatively impacting the team before. And that's part of the reason they're in a wild card spot potentially instead of a division win. So I can't say it's totally worth it, but I think it certainly hurts less. And look, I mean, if he continues to be big for this team in the playoffs and continue to come up with some of these big catches, then yeah, it is going to be worth it. So it has the potential to kind of get better as the Eagles go here, and we'll see how it goes. It's a good sign, certainly, that it looks like he's being able to be integrated into the offense a little bit more. He looks more comfortable, and obviously he made that huge play on that reception against the Bears for that go-ahead touchdown.
So let's talk about the Saints. Obviously, these two teams met during the regular season. It was not pretty. The Eagles losing 48-7 in a game that, frankly, may not have even been that close. There's been a lot of talk. Doug Peterson's been asked about it a lot, if he felt like the Saints ran it up. I truly did in real time watching that game. I was really surprised that the Saints continued to go for the end zone when it was obvious the Eagles were a beaten team. Did you come away from that one feeling like the Saints ran it up?
I mean, you know, what you look at the situation, it was like, I think it was like a 4th and 8, and, you know, they're being aggressive and going for it still in the fourth quarter. There definitely was a message sent there. Now, to me, I don't want to take an issue with running the score up, because, you know, it's up to the other team to stop them. If you don't like them running the score up, then stop them. And the Eagles couldn't in New Orleans. And that was really the bigger issue. And certainly they've come a long way, I think, since that game. But I still think, you know, it's very fresh in their minds. We saw some of the players felt like the score was being run up. We saw the comments from Alvin Kamara in the offseason, and even during the season, kind of calling the Eagles fraudulence and saying that the Saints felt like they could have easily beaten the Eagles in the playoffs last year. So I think the Saints have given this Eagles team bulletin board material, and that's not something the Eagles really needed to be motivated in the first place, because they know what's on the line here, a trip to the NFC Championship game. And they know, you know, they already have the underdog motivation going for them. No one believes in them. But to add into it that the Saints are kind of just being really disrespectful to this team, I certainly think that doesn't hurt when it comes to looking for an extra edge.
We can all pretty much agree that that loss was rock bottom for the Eagles, and that they have been truly trending upward since then. I think on the other side, that was about the apex of the Saints. They looked unbeatable that day. They've still been good, but I feel like they have cycled down a little bit, especially offensively, since that win. Do you feel the same way? Is it more just the later in the season and the games weren't as big for them? Or do you feel like the Saints maybe haven't been as sharp?
I don't think they've been as sharp. Drew Brees finished December with an 88.2 passer rating. That's not very good, especially by his standards. Now, the Saints played some road games, and they're not as good on the road as they are at home. So you kind of have to consider that in here and consider that the Saints are 6-0 in their home playoff games, their last six home playoff games. So Mr. Superdome certainly being a tough place to play, and Brees having 21 touchdowns, only one interception at home this year. So you still have to consider all of that. But I guess if you're looking for some kind of cracks in the armor, you know, Drew Brees turns 40 next week. Maybe the age is catching up to him a little bit as the season is going on. You look at that Saints offensive line, all four non-center players on that offensive line have been limited in practice this week. They've had some injury issues there, so that's certainly another concern for the Saints, having that banged-up offensive line. So I think you kind of put all that together, and you can see that, look, this is still a very good offense, but I think it's going to be hard for the Saints to kind of duplicate what they did against the Eagles earlier this year. I mean, Drew Brees was just sensational in that game. I don't think he really could have played a better game, and I just don't think, you know, he's going to have that result every single time. That was probably, you know, his top best game performance that I don't think is going to be duplicated. But, I mean, make no mistake, he's still really good. I wouldn't sleep on this Saints offense and expect them to struggle at all. But I just think you look at the matchup and you think, okay, the Eagles probably at least have a fighting chance this time.
Absolute biggest key, either offensively or defensively, number one at the top of the depth chart, the Eagles have to accomplish if they're going to pull this off on Sunday.
They're just going to need to score points. I mean, that's very simple, but it's true. I just don't think you're going to go into New Orleans and really be able to shut that offense down. You just need to be very aggressive in this game. I think it's going to come down to key areas like red zone performance. You can't settle for field goals. You have to go for touchdowns. On the flip side, can't let the Saints get into the end zone. Make them settle for some field goals. The Eagles need to be aggressive on fourth down, kind of something we didn't see as much in that first game where Doug Peterson had some fourth and inches, fourth and short opportunities, even being backed up in the Eagles' own territory. But still, I mean, I just don't think you're going to win this game by punting the ball. You might need a surprise onside kick at some point, break out a trick play or two. I just think the Eagles really need to be aggressive in this game and play to win and don't play scared at all.
Brandon Lee Gauton, BleedingGreenNation.com, joining us as we get ready for the Eagles and the Saints on Sunday, NFC Divisional Playoff game. And Brandon, if someone wants to check out all your stuff, what should they do?
Read my work at BleedingGreenNation.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Brandon Gauton. You can also listen to Bleeding Green Nation's podcast, BGN Radio.